I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
Smartcast. You are listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Dear Zindagi, it's been a while, hasn't it? Anyway, let me get to what I wanted to talk to you about today. The P word. Yes, I am talking about patriarchy. The problem that we all women are sufferers of, and the one that really stresses us out and in some cases hurts our mental health too. I mean, as if we weren't dealing with enough on our plate already. Maybe it's just me, but I have been hearing and reading more about patriarchal errors happening within domestic walls since the pandemic started. A few days ago, my cousin mentioned to her father that she is having periods. On hearing this, her mother scolded her to have shared such an intimate detail with her father. I was baffled, Zindagi, on hearing this. Why are these patriarchal biases still existing? Zindagi, it is so anxiety-inducing and fatigue-inducing to continuously deal with patriarchy. We are, after all, approaching 2021. I mean, high time we safeguarded our mental health from these societal fallacies. This indeed is a mental fatigue that I go through daily. So Zindagi, I spoke to a friend about this recently. She happens to be a sociology student and asked her about some of the things that we can do to improve things and hopefully be slightly more in control and happier, I guess. My friend, who barely looks up from her books, did send me a very helpful voice note, and I am going to share that with you, Zindagi, and all my dear listeners. So here we go. Listen carefully, okay?
Hey Chaya, hope you're good, bub. I got your call and message. I'm sorry I couldn't get back to you sooner. But I did hear everything, and my, do you speak my heart, sister. And as much as I read about it, I just think how far we still are from an equal non-patriarchal world. But anyway, I've gathered some insights and think these should be implemented in every household. Let me share them with you. Start young and start soon is my mantra. I know for a fact I will not hang blue-upping streamers if I have a boy or a girl. I will not attach a color to gender before my child even learns to express their identity. I think all parents who believe in an equal world should not discriminate in terms of the kind of experiences they will provide to their children. When you see an advertisement of only and only women using washing machines or preparing meals in jam ads, tell your sons and daughters that is wrong. Chores are everyone's task and not just ladies. Teach them to contribute and discard these skewed ideas or ads or for matter films and other content too, such as misogynistic curses. Start small, but start soon is my other mantra. Don't assume a car being driven badly will have a lady driver. Talk about natural things like periods openly so both your son and daughter know it's normal and nothing to hide. And lastly, Chaya, I hope parents teach their boys at a younger age about the wrongs in the society and teach them to do the right thing always, to respect and practice equality. These are the small things, Chaya, but for my emotional well-being and mental happiness and comfort, these things matter. Chal, gotta go now. Hope this helped. Bye.
So listeners, I think these were really good tips, right? We all can start small and make this place a better one too. Work, live, travel and be in. Bas zindagi, ab aur kya bolu? I just hope that this week's letter reaches as many people as possible so that we can start healthy conversations in all pockets of our society. I hope, dear listeners, you all take care of and implement these suggestions. I pray we can get rid of the malice patriarchy is. Bas abhyas karo aur kya? Baki apni mental aur emotional well-being ka dhyan rakhna. Aaj ke samay mein bahut zaruri hai. And as a recent post has been doing the rounds on social media, roses are red, violets are blue, let's smash patriarchy, me and you. Aaj ke liye itna hi zindagi, I will see you next week now. Apna khayal rakhna, tumhari Chhaya.
You were listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.